Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro, and today our guest is Mark Stoneburner, who is here from Anchorage Community Theater, who is in the play Harvey, which is their lead-off play of the season for ACT. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Hello, Jean, how are you?
I'm fine, and you are playing Elwood P. Dowd.
Elwood P. Dowd, yes.
The famous character, one of the great roles in theater.
Certainly. I've been thinking about this a lot lately. It's like Jimmy Stewart played the part in the film and also played him on Broadway for years. That sort of background. It's almost like playing Hamilton, in the sense that you can't ignore all the actors who have played that part. You know, you have to sort of incorporate that.
It's a signature role, definitely, for Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just as long as you don't embody all of those high school people who have played it.
I was telling Mark earlier that I've seen this play twice on stage, and both people just imitated James Stewart, which I can't see you doing even if you wanted to, because you're so different.
Well, you know, there's things about the character and Mary Chase, the playwright's character description of Elwood, that I think may lead you to some of the same places that that Jimmy Stewart went to. And, you know, a lot of that is just him, is his how he decided to play that character based on, I'm sure, on those descriptions. And he probably even met the playwright. But it can be really difficult to ignore or just discard that that signature character, especially if he got to some of the same places that you go to when you try to
natural way. Yeah. Especially, I mean, it might be that, you know, he's kind of a tall, lanky, stammering, you know, good-natured mm-hmm. fellow or something. I mean, yeah, you would wonder, how could you avoid it? So that's it's built in perhaps to the role. But this is for the folks who don't know this famous play, movie, Harvey. Tell us what it's about and who this character is.
Harvey is the story of Elwood P. Dowd, who is a gentleman of leisure, I suppose you would call him. But his best friend, I mean, his sort of social, his key social, you know, he has his family, of course, but his best friend is an invisible 6-foot white rabbit named Harvey, and they go everywhere together. Elwood buys him play tickets and train tickets, and introduces him to strangers, and to the dismay of his family, begins to introduce Harvey to their society friends. And finally, they've had enough. They decide that they're going to have to get their arms around the problem once and for all, and they decide that they're going to have to commit Elwood and take him out to a sanitarium to be committed. And due to a series of misunderstandings, as is often the case in these plays, they get a somewhat different idea about who should be committed and who should be on the outside. Of course, they realize that their mistake. Their Elwood's sister Vita, who is played by Scarlett Kitty Lee Boudreau, is the other main character mm-hmm. in the play, and goes out to tell the nice doctors about her brother Elwood, and they have a misunderstanding about who should be, and they lock her up and let Elwood out. And then almost immediately realize their mistake and have to, and of course the hunt is on for Elwood at that point, since they realize that they've let this guy out. Obviously he can't walk free, so
let's not give everything away.
I understand. Well, this is the first 20 minutes. So,
okay, good enough.
It's a comedy of errors. But it's a comedy of manners in a way. I mean, it's of a different era, definitely. Mm-hmm. It's the play premiered in 1944, and is I think of the same era as plays like You Can't Take It With You.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. so it's like a gentle take on the relativity of sanity.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Especially at a time of like a world war, you know, you would. That's the backdrop historically, and I'm just reading into it maybe, mm-hmm. but you know, you got to. I mean, what's crazy when people are, you know, dedicating all of their resources to destroying each other.
Sure. You know? And there's no mention of the war in the play, which mm-hmm. I think is this is either.
I think. Didn't it predate the war?
I believe it was written in 43 and premiered in 44.
Oh, really?
And I can only assume mm-hmm. it was theatrical comfort food for, you know, a country Escapist. That needed that kind of entertainment. You know?
Yes. Most of the entertainment during World War II was light and funny.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
The good war pictures were made towards the end and after the war. Well, for one, I suspect the government's hand in that sometimes, but could.
Oh, like the best years of our lives. Yeah. That was 46,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Mm. So, incredible movie. But getting back to the show now, the director, you know the person who directed the show.
We are somewhat familiar, yes.
This is your wife, Janet?
My wife, Janet Stoneburner, is directing the play. And this is the second play that she's directed for ACT. She directed Rainmaker for them last mm-hmm. spring.
Which I saw and which is very good. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guest, Mark Stoneburner, from Anchorage Community Theater, who is starring in Harvey, which is opening tonight.
Yeah, tonight. So let's tell us about what it's like being directed by your wife.
Well, you know, in a certain respect, I mean, we both love this play, and we've talked about it, you know, for years. You know, one of Janet's favorite games is, you know, casting shows, you know, just from people she knows. It's like, you know, it's almost like a party game, you know, but, so we've talked about this play a lot and, you know, but in a sense, you know, so we have kind of an idea of where, you know, where we want to go, or I have a pretty good idea of where she wants to go with it. But, at the end of the day, I mean, your job as an actor is to get the director, you know, get the director what they want, you know. I mean, so in a sense, it's much the same as
washing dishes.
Absolutely.
Good word.
Absolutely. But
yeah. So who else is in the show? You, Scarlett.
Scarlett. Bob Manzi, who's very familiar to Anchorage yeah. Community Theater audiences and
He's
other audiences.
A terrific
audiences.
Performer yeah. and a good singer.
Sure. David Flavin, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, is new to theater in Anchorage, has been on the radio in Anchorage for many years. Micah Borer, who has been around. And some newcomers. There's some people who have not done. This is, I think, part of Anchorage Community Theater's mission is, you know, there's a variety. Mm. There's people who are this. There's a young lady who's who this is her first play, mm. and some other. I think that there's a couple of people. This is their first play.
That's what's so great
about
ACT. People walk in off the street, and they. It's such a nice way to be integrated into a community, especially if you're new in town, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you have an automatic set of interests and like a little family, you know, for better or worse.
And I remember that seeing a play at ACT and being terribly impressed, and I'm not going to remember his name now because I have a thing about names, but it was his first play in Anchorage, and he's now much, much in demand actor around town. So it's a discovery.
It sure is. The last thing I did there was the last play I did at ACT was several years ago, but it was Long Day's Journey Into Night, and that was an incredible opportunity. You know, I mean,
oh yes,
and, I remember that. Yeah,
yes, just, tremendous.
I think there was a lot of
Bob Pond directed that.
Bob Pond directed mm-hmm. that. Sarah
MacMillan
was in it. Ralph.
She played the Lady Tyrone.
Yes.
Ralph Lynch.
Ralph
later.
Lynch was in it, but it was an incredible opportunity, you know, to play that.
I remember you know. You were great. That was a big role, too, because I've always seen you in smaller roles. And I've been in shows with you, and we've always had like little sidekick, you know, marginal guys. And now you jumped into the spotlight, and the spotlight keeps getting bigger and bigger. I mean, as far as, you know, this whole play is on your shoulders now. And that's a great thing, you know. We're all proud of you, Mark, or at least I am.
Yeah, I'm
your
really,
name is
really...
Mark, so, you know, I relate to you. Yeah, yeah. But is it, alcoholism is featured in this play, too. And that's something that I thought you would talk about early on. I always think of it like he's hallucinating because he's brain damaged from too many drinks.
That's what I one interpretation. Thought. I think that's that I've never seen a production where they took that tack, but Janet has, I think, and that was very much the style of the way that was done, is it being a play about alcohol, and you know, the way that Long Day's Journey is about alcohol is
sure.
basically about alcohol and about family, and I don't think that's whether it was because of the you know, if we're thinking about the movie, or whether it was because of production standards, you know, or the production code, or nobody actually drinks on stage in the show.
Oh,
so it's almost like yes, you can attribute. I mean, Elwood drinks a great deal; it's his primary social activity. But the script doesn't. I mean, he isn't intoxicated in the play, and I think that's one of the. Again, it's a, you know, if we're talking about.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Well, that was the times too.
Sure.
When everybody drank, I mean, cocktail hour was everybody's social life, like wine is today. So, and I've always loved him because I'm one of the one in 10 or one in 12 children who had a make believe. Friend when I was a child. And so I always understand that perfectly. Of course.
And what was his or her name?
It was him. And I insisted that there be a chair for him at the table and all of that stuff. And I don't know, I was perhaps five or so when I suddenly realized that he didn't know anything I didn't know. So maybe they were all right. Oh. And I got so mad at him, I was just furious. But that was the end of him.
His name was Dillinger.
But yeah, it's very important. It's very important to, you know, that attention be paid, you know, for the character's well-being, you know.
Certainly.
It's also, it's a play about manners. It's like, you know, it's unimaginable that you would be rude to this person just because you can't see them, you know.
Well, it's an alter ego. It's a projection of the character's self.
It's one of the great works of theater. It's the fact that it goes on and on is proof of that. But unfortunately, we're going to have to bring this to a close because we're running out of time. And thank you for coming, Mark Stoneburner, opening tonight in Harvey at Anchorage Community Theater.
Thank you very much. It was great to be here.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. Valley Performing Arts presents Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel, which runs through October the 4th. This is the last weekend at VPA's Makatans Theater. Showtimes are Friday, Saturday at 7 p.m. with a final Sunday matinee show at 3 p.m. For tickets and or more information, call 373-0195 or go to www.valleyperformingarts.org.
And Anchorage Community Theater begins its new season with Harvey, which opens tonight and runs Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3 through October 25th at the ACT Warehouse Theater located at East 70th off Old Seward Highway. For tickets and more info, call 868-4913 or go to acthome@gci.net. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.